Welcome back. The Holton Wildcat locker room chat continues. Justin Fluke now joined by head boys coach Marco Hunter as the Wildcats start the new year with a victory, a good home win against Hiawatha in the Big East, coach. And before we break down that game a little bit, I just wanted to ask you about Christmas break practices. You'd played a game against Rossville there going into the break, but how do you treat practices? What are some things that you like to do or add, I guess, or work on? And just how did you feel like the practice time that you did get over the break was for your club?
Overall, you know, we had 5-6 practices that were quality practices, and you know, I kind of try to base your Christmas practice on basically how your December went. You know, if we were 5-0, you know, you kind of base it a little bit different. Are we really that good, or do we really need to work on some other things? You know, but you know, being having one win in December, you know, kind of made me, which I expected with the schedule that we had, that's going to be tough. But I also knew that there were some things we really need to work on, and rebounding was always my biggest one, and just our mentality and our approach of how we take every game, and just learning to balance our mistakes that we can have control of. I know in the previous couple of weeks before, we talked about turnovers and that type of thing. But it's always, that's my favorite time of the season, because all the kids, you know, everybody's out of school. All you have to do is come to practice for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, whatever you're going to do, and you know, work hard and get done. You know, and as we got closer to the Hiawatha game, you know, practices got shorter, and we had one practice of probably about 1 hour and 15 minutes, and we were done. And the kids said, "Coach, we're done with practice already." And I was like, "Yeah, we're done." I said, "Because you know, you're showing that you're ready to play," and obviously that carried over into Friday night against Hiawatha.
Yeah, a little bit of a slow start. I think we were down 9-2, 13-4 early on, but man, got right back in it and tied at halftime and led through most of the second half. But even that fourth quarter, when it was back and forth and you had to make some free throws, I mean, I felt like your team just showed a ton of composure and a ton of kind of grit and being able to find a way to get that big victory.
Yeah, that was one of the big things I've talked about, you know, in the Rossville game. You know, a couple of our players, you know, they lost their composure a little bit, and it was visibly seen, and, you know, I had to address that. But we talked about that after the game, and, you know, I told them, if I don't lose my composure, you know, you should never lose yours. Teams feed into that, and I think we're growing and we're learning from that. But we did, you know, we work on free throws every single day at some point in practice, maybe multiple times. And, you know, and I told him that's one of the big keys is going to come, that separates the ball game. I said, you have to make your free throws. And I thought that was the first game where I thought we rebounded collectively as a team, and it wasn't just one or two guys getting all the rebounds. You know, we were on the offensive glass very well. You know, we had at least everybody that played had at least 3 or 4 rebounds apiece. And that's huge on any team that you play. Any level that you play at, if your whole team is rebounding, and I think that's going to be a big emphasis for sure going forward, that, you know, we have to be able to do that, and that's going to give us a chance to win.
One other note, you know, you've got a lot of guys on your team that on any given night can go out and score 15, 20 points, but I thought the big thing from that game was your inside guys were producing. I mean, your forwards produced. I think Luke Lassie had 14, Brody Meyer had 8, right. and that's going to open up some things for some other guys on the offense as well. But just talk about the big guys and the night that they had and how maybe that can help boost your offense and open more things up.
Yeah, that was a pleasant thing to see, and, you know, and I'm picked up on it early. I was like, okay, well, they're not really defending our post very well, so we just give them the ball and see what we can do. And Luke and both Brody played very well. You know, Meyer, he's kind of struggled. He struggled through December with just some foul trouble and not being able to play those high minutes that he's capable of playing. And, you know, Lassie coming off the bench was just huge. And, you know, both of them have just worked so hard, and they've progressed, and they're going to continue to get better. And that's been a strength that I've been wanting to focus on. You know, we've talked about it in practice. We've worked on it in practice, but it just hasn't been able to, you know, develop into a game because of foul trouble here and there. So I'm hopefully, you know, Meyer, he's learning. He's like, I have to do better, because he's a valuable piece on the floor because of his size and his length. And it was a confidence booster for, you know, Lassie, because he works so hard, and, you know, he's still kind of has that mainframe of body type that he just doesn't quite know what he's doing with his body sometimes. But he's made that progress, and, you know, he's one that I've been pretty hard on him in practice, because he's got all the tools and all the size, and we need him down the stretch, especially going into February, going to this midseason tournament, to be a factor for us.
You bet. Final thought, Coach. Silver Lake's obviously a rematch. You played them the second game of the season. So how do you approach rematches, I guess? What do you try to look back and learn from the first game? And is this kind of a measuring stick to maybe see how far your team has improved and come since the first meeting against Silver Lake?
Yeah, this will be a good test for us because, you know, we didn't play particularly well against Silver Lake on the defensive end more so than the offensive end. And that's a big emphasis that I've really honed on. And, you know, you have to take a lot of pride on your defense, and your offense will just happen. We have the pieces. We have, you know, the different type of structure, organizational structure and offense that we can put the ball in the basket, but we have to be able to stop people. And that was one thing we did not do very well against Silver Lake, and we accepted that. We accepted, you know, being beat off the bounce of the basket, and that's something that we focus on. And it'll be a good rematch because I told them when we lost Silver Lake, you will be better when you play them again in January. And I think we have grown and taken steps forward to be better. So it'll be a good rematch for us. It's not going to be easy. But it also can be a game that, you know, if Silver Lake doesn't take us serious, you know, it could be a game that they wish they would have had back too. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun for both of us kind of see how the game will look because, you know, none of us have really been in the gym since for a while, but that's going to be a factor too, you know, any way you look at it, good or bad, but either way, you know, so they're a good team. But you know, if we approach like we have been, we play against Hiawatha, the way we played against, you know, our game against Perry, our game against Rossville, we were better than we were the first time we played against Silver Lake. And I think that's going to be a good positive for us on Friday night.
You bet. Look forward to the bowl game, and then we'll be at Sabetha next Tuesday. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck in these upcoming games and getting back in the gym.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Holton Wildcats, the weekly KNZA locker room chats on MSCSports.net are brought to you in part by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.